For the Beaver Radio Network, Kevin Reed here with graduate student Sam Connie, fullback on the football team. Sam, first let's start with how good does it feel to be back on the field after what happened last year?
It feels really good, actually. Like, just waited for a whole year to get back to where I am, just like nothing but smiles. So it's pretty exciting.
On the sideline last year, was there anything you were able to learn from just watching the game?
Yeah, you can pick up a lot of like stuff, like little things from like defenses and stuff, and just like kind of see it from a coach's perspective. So it's definitely helpful in like expanding my game. So definitely learned a lot from last year.
When you were informed that you were a captain of the team this year, what were some of the feelings that you had, some of the thoughts that went through your head?
I was pretty grateful because we've had like a long list of good guys in front of me that have been named captain. So it's like pretty large burden on my shoulders, but I'm grateful to carry it.
Bolte has that saying, you know, the future's built on the shoulders of the past. That's kind of true, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, a lot of great guys come through here, a lot of All-Americans, All-Conference guys. So it's definitely good to have, yeah.
Looking at this year, personally for yourself, have you set any goals for yourself?
I'm not a big goal setter personally. I just like to attack like things like one day at a time, just focus on little things, and like where I'll end up. So, yeah.
And what have the coaches set as team goals this year?
It's pretty much the same thing. Just kind of go 1-0 each week, try to do the best we can, work on little things. So, yeah, just day by day, basically.
Season starts on the road against a good Michigan Tech team. Went to overtime last year before the Beavers pulled it out. What are you looking for from the Huskies this week?
They're a pretty fundamentally sound team. They're very disciplined. They throw a lot of looks at you. But we just got to relax and play our own game. We should be all right.
As you work your way back onto the field against a team in different color jerseys, how do you adjust to that kind of thing?
It's kind of like I've always done, you know, but it's exciting to be. I'm excited to be there, so just try to relax a little bit, maybe, so not be as pumped up. But definitely, just take it one snap at a time. Hopefully,
a couple long road trips to begin the season. Do you like going on the road? I mean, obviously, you prefer sleeping in your own bed, but when playing on the road, is it? Do you like playing those road games, staying in the hotel the night before, et cetera, et cetera?
It's actually a pretty fun experience, to be honest, going on the road, because it's just like hanging out with your teammates for a whole like two-day trip. So you bond a lot with like guys you don't normally talk to, like people other than your roommates and stuff. So it's a lot of fun, and like having the opposing fans there, like they hate you, so it just fuels it a little bit more. So it's pretty fun, yeah.
Off the field, let's talk about being a grad student. Obviously, there aren't a ton of classes, but the classes are obviously more difficult as you get into grad school. The balance between grad school and football, how do you maintain that?
Honestly, just making sure I get my work in, like looking at my classes each day, like reading the books. Like, it's not fun, it's not flashy, but it's what gets you the grades, you know. So, yeah, it's just after football, before football, just always looking at school. Make sure it's done, so yeah.
And what undergraduate degree do you have, and what are you looking for your master's in?
I have undergraduate in construction management and my master's in the business administration.
And what are you looking to do with those after you leave Bemidji?
Probably just work with a general contractor as like a project manager. Start off there and we'll see where we end up, you know.
After you're done playing football, would you like to keep football in your life in some way?
Absolutely. Like, we'll see the capacity, but it's been a part of my life for my entire life. So definitely was something I want to keep going. So, and it's fun to be around. So, yeah.
Sam, thanks for your time. Good luck.
I appreciate that.